Reading 2. Coco Chanel, In and Out of Fashion. Gabriella Coco Chanel was born on August 19, 1883 in France. When Chanel's mother died in 1895, her father disappeared, leaving Chanel and all of her brothers and sisters as orphans. Chanel ended up living in a convent with a group of Catholic nuns until she reached the age of 20. At that time, Chanel found a job as a seamstress with the nuns' help in a town called Moulin. However, Chanel found the nightlife in the local bars more exciting than her job and decided to become a cabaret singer. Chanel's career as a singer was rather short for two reasons. She could not really sing that well, and she met a very rich man, Etienne Balsan, who wanted her for his mistress. Balsan took Chanel to Paris and gave her enough money to open her first business. Because Chanel had experience as a seamstress, it was only natural that she go into the fashion business. Her first shop specialized in hats, but Chanel hats were different from the big, elaborately decorated hats that women of that time were used to. Soon, all women were wearing her small, close-fitting hats. Chanel moved on to a new lover, the wealthy Englishman Arthur Capel, and moved on in her business with the help of Capel's money. Chanel began to explore fashion. Because she could not afford the expensive materials that most designers of the time were using, Chanel chose wool and other everyday materials for the simple clothes she made. Chanel's fashions were actually the perfect clothes for wealthy resort visitors. The clothes looked good and gave women the freedom to enjoy outdoor activities. One of Chanel's most popular designs was the little black dress. Easy to wear, this dress gave the woman who wore it a feeling of elegance no matter where she went. It has become one of the few fashions not to go out of style over the years. Chanel's second biggest hit was her perfume, Chanel No. 5. This perfume was first offered for sale in 1923 during the height of Chanel's success in both Europe and the United States. It was not just the appeal of the perfume that made Chanel No. 5 such a hit. The perfume's success was also due to Chanel's marketing strategy. Chanel packaged her perfume in a solid rectangular bottle to contrast with all other women's perfume of that time, which were sold in very small and very delicate little bottles. Also, the mysterious name of the perfume added to its attraction. Was it Chanel's lucky number? Was it the fifth formula made by the perfume's chemist? In creating Chanel No. 5, the fashion designer dared to do something that no other designer had tried before. She put her own name on the product. Today, it is hard to find a designer who has not produced some kind of perfume or cologne without their name on it. During World War II, Chanel fell out of fashion due to some poor choices made by the designer. Rather than close her shops when Germany invaded France, Chanel made friends with the Nazis. However, when Germany lost the war, Chanel had to leave France to avoid the scandal of her affair with the Nazis. She did manage to make a comeback in the fashion industry during the 1950s, but most of her success was in the United States rather than Europe. Chanel died in 1971 at the age of 87. Supplemental reading. Naming perfumes. In the perfume and cologne business, women do most of the buying. Of the $5 billion in perfume sales each year, women account for two-thirds of the business. On average, women buy perfume once every 3 months. A key selling point of perfumes is the name. Designers often attach their names to a perfume or cologne that they make as their signature scent. Other perfumes may use foreign names as a marketing strategy. Lancôme's Treasure, Yves Saint Laurent Champagne, and Givenchy Amourage. People may not know what they mean, but they sound good. The names of women's perfumes may also suggest the perfume's intention. Scents like passion and knowing need no explanation. Liz Claiborne's Realities suggests this scent can be worn any time. Elizabeth Arden's Sunflowers is simply a celebration of life. On the other hand, men's colognes, don't call it perfume, need much stronger names. The cologne gravity is like a force of nature. Fahrenheit is for men who want to turn up the heat. And for men who want to feel more powerful, there is Boss or Sar. Chanel also makes a cologne for men. It is called Egoist, for the man who has everything and knows it. More recently, the French cosmetics firm Guerlain has released a new scent called Metallica. Consumers are not sure what this name means, but at least a few people are unhappy with it. The heavy metal band Metallica is taking legal action to get Guerlain to change the name. They feel it may trick the public into thinking that the perfume is related to their band.